So this morning we hear these beautiful words, especially from the second reading from the first letter of St. Paul, in which St. Paul says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his own wonderful light. I hope that those words really penetrate our hearts, because by our baptism, we participate in the priestly role of Christ. But even more, we are a chosen race. God has chosen us. I don't know if we think of it that way, or maybe we think, well, it was a holy accident, that it was a good accident that I was born into a Catholic family, and so I'm Catholic. You were chosen, you, me. Think of it that way. God chose you. I don't know if we think of that. Do you ever think of that? Do you ever think of it? That God chose you? There, Matt, how many billions of people on the earth? God chose you? For a mission, for a plan. And we can never lose sight of that. But because we have been chosen, that also carries with it something even more special. Because we're chosen, it means that we are different. And different, not in the sense, it's not I'm better than somebody else. That's not what I mean by different. But our call is different. And if by our baptism we are different, then my dear brothers and sisters, we are meant to live our lives in a different way. And this is, if we were listening to this gospel from John, Jesus is speaking about a lot of things. He's speaking about how, because we are called, how are we called to live our life? Well, first and primarily, we are called to live our lives not letting our hearts be troubled. So if you have faith in God, have faith also in me. Because we are different, because God has chosen us, we should live that call as being children of God. And we should help others to live their call as children of God. And so because we have a Father who loves us and wants what is best for us, then God invites us to never live with our hearts troubled. Imagine if we really took those words into our hearts. I don't know about you, but I know me. Sometimes I live in a world of my heart's in trouble. Maybe you're different, but I don't know. But imagine first of all, because we know we're children of God, imagine if we really surrendered. That's why the surrender novena that we've been doing, that we've been offering, is so wonderful. Imagine if we really surrendered everything to the Lord. I mean, truly surrendered, and I hope that we have. But that we give everything to the Lord, and we put it in his hands, knowing that he knows what's best for us. But how do we do that? We can do that if we know who God is, and who is God, who is Christ. And Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. My dear brothers and sisters, because of our baptism, because we are called to be different than the world, we're called to live that difference by following Christ. First and foremost, Christ is the way. And what do I mean by that? Is that Christ is the only way to give us what our heart desires, which is happiness. The world presents to us so many other options of what happiness is. And it's amazing, we have to remember, the world presents to us, oh, if you have a lot of money, you'll be happy. Or if you have a lot of power, you'll be happy. And we can see that not everybody who has a lot of money and power is happy. Sometimes all you have to do is look at the life of the stars of Hollywood or sports figures. Because those are all good things, but they're not going to bring us what our heart desires, which is Christ. Because it is in Christ that we find life. It is in Christ that we find our way to eternal life, to heaven. Money and power, prestige and success will not show you the way to heaven. They will not. Getting ourselves to believe that is another thing, but they will not. Because the pull by money, power, success, being somebody, that's a very strong pull. It's a very hard reality. But that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ says, I am the way, I am the truth. This is another thing in which we are different than the world, because if Christ is the truth and we are children of God, then our lives must make the truth present. Our life must make the truth present. The truth of Jesus Christ, the truth of who Christ is, the truth of our faith, the way we live our lives, the way we live our marriages, the way we live our relationships, the way that we live differently than what the world tells us is the truth. We cannot allow the world to dictate to us the truth, because that is wanting to buy into a subjective truth. But there is objective truth. And if Christ is the truth, that truth must be lived in our lives. We must be a sign of that truth. And there are many ways to do that. We can do that in our marriages by living our marriages in a holy way. By standing up for life in all of its forms, by standing up for the truth of our faith, in those ways we make Christ present to a world that is constantly trying to change the truth. And I don't know if we see it, but I don't know if you watch it, but the world is constantly trying to change the truth to accommodate everything. But my dear brothers and sisters, because of our baptism, you and I are different. You and I stand up, we live a different truth. We make the truth of God present. And we do not allow the world to try to change the truth. And so we find Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and in living that, Jesus Christ says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. It is in Christ that we find life. I never forget that as a younger man than I was, and lot of you will remember St. John Paul II. Whenever he would speak to the youth, he would always say, keep your eyes looking at Christ. And I, being younger, didn't understand that. I understand it a lot more as I get older, because it's so easy for us to put our eyes into other things. My dear brothers and sisters, our call invites us to keep our eyes on Christ, because it is only in Christ, it is only in following Christ that we will be happy. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may not come with our hearts troubled, that we may find in this Eucharist peace, that we may find the strength to live our baptismal call to be a child of God in every aspect of our life. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Jesus is the way to the Father because he is truth and life. Let us then bring our needs to God through him.
For our Holy Father and